Hi, and welcome to Who Sang It Better. There's a reason as to why I'm not as peppy as last episode, because seeing as I decided this would be the Lady Gaga theme episode, I thought people were going to be just as excited as I was. But no, I only had 4 submissions. Thanks, guys. Thanks. And then I stressed out and I became really upset about the lack of submissions. So, you know, you can all blame Princess Garnet, Tregatry, and Copper for the tardiness of the show. I mean, at least Copper messaged me and apologized and explained his situation, though. So, I've come up with a new rule. If anyone signs up and doesn't submit without contacting me, whether it be before or after the deadline, you get one more chance on the show, and if you drop again, then I just won't let you sign up ever. So, not submitting for 2 episodes is going to result into a ban from now on. Moving along. Anyways, you guys know the rules. There's a panel of 3 judges who judge 7 contestants. Well, in tonight's case, 4 contestants. And they're going to be singing the same 30-second excerpt from the same song. Tonight's episode is Bad Romance by Lady Gaga. On the roster sheet, we have Omi Pride 09, Sharp Cookies, Jinxers, and Sukono competing. Our judges consist of Genesis, the winner of last episode, Princess Clary, who did the song on Sing It Season 9, and Autumn, who is a judge on Clary's X Factor show. Let's go meet them.
Hello everyone, this is Genesis, or better known as JC, in and around VH. Little bit about myself, I've been acting, singing, and dancing since I was 5, but didn't really start taking lessons until I was about 12, mostly in singing. I come from the world of musical theater, cause it's awesome. I was in shows all throughout elementary, middle, and high school, and a couple in college, as well as participating in choirs, both in school and regionally. And I have also done community theater and some professional theater. So, yeah, lots and lots of theater. VH shows I've been in, I'm mostly known for doing Happiest Competition on Earth. I managed to place 2nd in the first season, and I am also in the current season, so that's a lot of fun. Go Disney. I was on Can You Duet with Omi Pride 09 as my partner. I was on Acting Through the Ages for a little bit, and a very short-lived time on Performance Season 2, but unfortunately I had to drop. Sad face, but maybe next time. Let's see. And I was in the last episode of Who Sang It Better, and I won, which is why I'm here. Even though I'm still recovering the brain cells I lost from singing that tripe. But whatever, water flows under the bridge. Let it pass, let it go. Anyway, I'm very glad to be here, getting to experience the other side of these competition shows, and I'll do my best to critique you guys, so yeah, let's hear some singing.
Hi everybody, my name is Princess Clary. You probably know me from such shows as Perform It, where I co-judge with Dylan, and also The X Factor, my very own show, which is awesome. I've also taken part in loads of the VH shows, came 2nd in Love Me, I think I came 2nd in Sing It or something like that. I'm now in the Happiest Competition on Earth. I do loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of singing. I run a singing group at school, I've been in some lots and lots of different shows. Do lots of competitions. Yeah, I think that's about it. So I'm looking forward to doing Who Sang It Better for my 3rd time, my hat trick. Yeah, let's do this.
Hi there, my name is Autumn. I have an associate's degree in music performance and I'm working on my bachelor's of music and voice. As far as VH goes, I was the winner of one of the early seasons of Sing It. And more recently, I've been in the finales of Sing It and Rockstar. I'm a contestant on a few other shows, and I was a coach on the first season of Best of the Rest. I am currently a judge on The X Factor. Okay, I think that's about it.
So there you have it. Those are our three lovely judges, and we can move on to the contestants now. Since this week is Lady Gaga week, I've decided to introduce our contestants by describing their own personal Lady Gaga outfit. So, this person coming out, when he's, just picture him as he's singing the song, wearing just a totally metallic outfit covered in spikes from head to toe, and he's got like eyeliner just all over his face, and weird, wacky, edgy design patterns that are like, you know, similar to cover art found on metal band albums. Yeah. Up next, our first contestant is Jinxers.
You know that I want you, and you know that I need you. I want you bad, your bad romance. I want your love and I want your revenge. You and me could write a bad romance. Oh, oh, oh. I want your love and all your love is revenge. You and me could write a bad romance. Oh, 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 oh.
And as Jinxers was walking off the stage, he decided to rock out, and he took one of his metallic bracelets covered in spikes and sequences and rhinestones, and he threw that piece, that bracelet, into the air, and one of our judges caught it, and so that judge happens to be Princess Clary. So let's see what she says.
Hey, Jinxers. I think out of everybody so far, you've had the best talking bit. You have like managed to come across as sort of like that you really want this bad romance. I think that as far as the talking bit goes, you definitely did that the best. And as far as the singing goes, I liked the singing bit in the background, although it was a little bit distracting from the main vocals. Maybe if you'd have made it a bit quieter, that might have helped a bit. But yeah, I liked that you did that because nobody else did. I liked how you made it really low. It was kind of like, let's think of a really deep singer. And yeah, because I know that you're a metalhead, so maybe it was a little bit Marilyn Manson actually, and I don't know if that's going to offend you or if you're gonna like that, but it kind of sounded like Lady Gaga meets Marilyn Manson because it was just so low and so grrr. And I did like that about it actually. I think, yeah, there's obviously certain bits of technique that you could work on, like sort of vibrato wise and sort of controlling your voice a bit better, but I think you know that kind of stuff anyway, or that you know that you have to work on that anyway. But yeah, I liked it. I thought it was good. It was a different spin on Lady Gaga that I've never heard before, and yeah, it was good.
Okay, Jinxers. Well, right off the bat, I really, really liked your talking part. I thought it was like really, I don't know, it sounded like really longing. It was like really intense, like super concentrated energy, like into it. But I felt like after that, it just kind of fell flat. Like during your singing, I thought there was like a lot of sliding that didn't sound very good. It kind of messed up your pitch a little bit. And I thought that it was just flat pitch-wise, like in the harmonies. Like, your harmonies disagreed. Like, the first harmony that came in, it just sounded out of place. It didn't really blend very well. I just feel like you need better control over your voice. One thing is that, like, those puffs at the beginning just, like, drove me crazy. Because I know that that's, like, an easily amendable problem, and I feel like you know that too, Jinxers. Anyway, So yeah, just better control, more breath support, and those harmonies, you know, just like when you're doing harmonies, like if the harmony part, you just have to make sure it agrees. Like you just have to make sure that it's the same vowel shape and that, you know, you're singing the pitches like perfectly and moving at the perfect times. Like it just can't sound out of pace with the rest of it. Anyway, that's about it.
Jinxers, you could have been much, much bigger with this. I do like the sensual tone you had with the speaking part in the beginning, and then the kind of rocker rasp edge you had to your voice for the first singing verse, but then when the chorus came in, from then on it just sounded like you gave up. I didn't feel any power, any excitement, any energy. It just came off very, very flat. And since you are singing to dance music, loud, wall-shaking dance music, you'd better be ready to sell. And from this, you didn't sell it at full price, I think. I could hear you trying, but for me, you didn't quite make it. I think instead of simply singing the song an octave lower, it would have been better if you had changed the key of the backtrack so that you could sing more in the high baritone, low tenor area, because I am curious as to how you would sound up there. And I think that would help your energy as well. So, in the future, go for some higher stuff and really get into the song.
Thank you, Genesis. Our next person up is walking down the cat aisle, catwalk, it has to be something good, because this person is very stylish, and, let's see, oh, so he's taking his, the haircut he got back a few months ago into a new, bigger perspective, and he's turned it into a big, blonde afro, and it just goes well with his, mix of colors. I think he's trying to do something that makes his outfit look kind of like a Dementor, because that's what he's into now, because everyone's into Pottermore. And it's looking very chic, very black, very, very, I want to steal your soul, like a Dementor's kiss. Yeah. Our next person up is Omi Pride 09.
You know that I want you, and you know that I need you. I want it bad, your bad romance. I want your loving, I want your revenge. You and me could write a bad romance. Whoa. I want your loving, all your love is revenge. You and me could write a bad romance. Whoa.
I don't know if any of the judges are going to comment on those harmonies. They probably are, but those are really good. Like, seriously. Nice job. Anyways, as Omi Pride 09 was walking off the stage, he took that big black piece of clothing and he just stripped. And when he threw the robe off, you could see these, like, big, shiny pants, and they were, like, there were feathers on them, and that instead of, like, regular shoes, they were claws, because I think he was trying to look like a hippogriff. If anyone doesn't know about Harry Potter, that don't worry about it. While Omi Pride 09 was performing, those feathers from his pants flew off with the intensity of his performance, and they blew right into the face of Autumn.
Okay, Omi. Alright. First off, I liked your first talking little part. I thought it was, like, sounded really hungry, so that was good. I felt like that was how it was supposed to sound, so kudos. I felt maybe like it could have been, like, once you came in, I felt like it could have been more powerful. I felt like it just needed more of an oomph. Like, you know, you have that, like, low talky power, and then it's like, bah, 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 you know? But I just felt like you just didn't give it what it needed. But I liked it. Like, it was nice to listen to overall, and I loved your harmonies, as per usual. Your harmonies rule. They got a little, like, melty sounding on the chorus, though. Like, they were just kind of melting together, which, you know, maybe isn't necessarily a bad thing, but I just thought, when I say melty, I mean that I thought that they were, like, I don't know, confused sounding. Like not, I don't know. But they were just, like, not as crisp and clear as in the rest of the places, which, but overall, I liked it. I actually liked this a lot.
Omi, this was really nice. Your energy was great, the notes were all there. You were really getting into it, and I enjoyed listening to this a lot. I like what you did with the chorus, too. Some very nice harmony work there. My only nitpick is, with the chorus, it was Attack of the Army of Omis all over again. The audio spiked a lot during the chorus. But, all things considered, this was very well done.
Omi, wow. I really liked this. I thought it was really good. I think you definitely put the power into it, and you had some really good vibrato. I love the vibrato you had going on. I think you sung it really well. There was a good contrast between the sort of talking and then the powerful chorus, which was really good. And your harmonies, this was like Lady Gaga meets Muse. It was really, really good. I was really impressed with your harmonies. Yeah, and overall, I just really enjoyed it. Not really much more to say about that, really. I really liked it. Well done.
Do you want to know a secret? Okay, here's a secret. This is the end of part one. In order to listen to the rest of the episode, you have to click on part two. So go do that now.